It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are expected to open flat to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on continued large supplies and sluggish demand. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with tops from $33 to $35.50. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $33. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were 17,675. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40 to $50.68, the weighted average $48.65, a gain of 59 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.23 to $41.33, and the weighted average was $38.17. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,805. The base price range, $39.50 to $55.25. The weighted average, $50.65, a loss of $1.98 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.06 to $39.35, and the weighted average was $37.40. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and we'll be saying brr as colder air is coming in. Yeah, the coldest air of the season is on the way. It will be a hard freeze for the entire Midwest Corn Belt. Most areas have seen the end of the growing season already, but if you're in a location that's kind of escaped the hard freeze so far, you won't escape it here come Wednesday morning. It looks like the season will end for all remaining places. The warmest weather will actually be near the Great Lakes, and that's where there's also going to be the cloudiest and wettest weather, and that's why it's going to be a little warmer. When I say warmest weather, I mean in terms of overnight low temperatures. In the daytime, midweek, there will be some 30s for highs in that area. It's just going to be blustery and not a big day-to-night range at all. And the first snowflakes of the season will fly across portions of northern and eastern Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, also Wisconsin, as lake effect showers of rain and wet snow develop. I think temperatures overall will be a little bit too warm for the snow to stick. But if it comes down hard enough for a brief period of time, there could be a minor brief accumulation, but we're not looking at this being the big lake effect that starts burying places in a foot or two of snow, at least down this way. Now, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan and northern lower Michigan, there likely will be some snowfall accumulations with this weather pattern. Low pressure is developing as it moves across the Great Lakes, and by tomorrow morning it should be near Georgian Bay in Lake Huron. And the counterclockwise flow around that low will mean the winds will be strong out of the northwest, pulling the cold air in from Canada. And as that cold air moves over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, that triggers the convection that forms the lake effect snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes. So that's what we're looking at there. For most areas, though, it's going to be mainly dry, so weather will be rather open in terms of field access due to lack of moisture. However, the next couple of days, this afternoon through tomorrow, it is going to be very windy and not all that pleasant for getting out in the fields. High pressure will be building in midweek to knock the winds down a bit. So it will be very windy this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, and then we'll start to see improvement later in the week. There could be a few sprinkles as warmer air arrives on Thursday, but really, this looks to be another mainly dry week with rather open weather. And in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, the same thing. And that's a little bit concerning out that way, as they could use a little bit more moisture before the crops go into winter dormancy out there. It's been rather dry of late out in the Plains states. So we're not looking for much in the way of showers out there, although there could be a few scattered showers as a low pressure system moves across the plains this upcoming weekend into early next week. But this week it looks to be mainly dry out there, and well, that may be a slight concern for producers here in the U.S. Corn Belt. Now, traveling to South America, of course, we're looking at the situation in Brazil, with northern areas being a little different than the central and southern production areas. In the northern production areas of Brazil, showers and thunderstorms did increase in coverage over the weekend, and much of the area got rain, although Bahia and northern Minas Gerais probably missed the significant rainfall totals again, and that's where dryness remains a problem. But scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue this week, especially in southern Mato Grosso through southern Minas Gerais. So in the northern production areas, it looks like the southern portions of the northern production areas will benefit the most from rain this week in Brazil. And the dry pockets of Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and northeast Goiás still remain a bit of concern. But the majority of the bean belt in Brazil having favorable weather. Planting is underway in central and southern Brazil, and it looks like they're going to have decent weather for planting and the germination of crops there. And in Argentina, wheat harvesting is underway, as well as summer planting. And basically, the only concern is if showers don't materialize later this week in southern Argentina. They are dry now. It's not a problem yet, but they will need rain later in the week. Some showers are in the forecast, but it's still a little iffy. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 807, up 3/4, last trade up a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 778, down a half, last trade down 4 1/4. July, 668 3/4, down 1 1/4, last trade down 4. December corn opened at 374 1/2, down 2 1/2, last trade down 3 3/4. March, 392 1/2, down 2, last trade down 3. July, 411, down 2 1/2, last trade down 3 1/2. November beans open at 9.96, down 5 3/4, last trade down 5. July, 10.38 1/4, down 1 3/4, last trade down 4 3/4. November of next year, 9.63, down 5 1/2, last trade down 5. December soybean meal open at 2.72.90, down 1.10, last trade down 1.80. December soybean oil open at 42.56, down 8, last trade down 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Crude oil is down. The U.S. dollar is up. Last week, we followed those outside markets. Do we do more of the same this week?
I would expect so, Dave. I think that that's where our leadership is coming right now. Your crude oil continues to work its way higher. Keep in mind, we were down, $2.50 or something last week, $3, and then bounced right back and supported this market again. But with Goldman out here saying that it's time to take some profits out of your energy positions, we might see this thing start to backpedal just a little bit and at least get a decent correction going in the energy markets. And if you do, our grain markets are a little top-heavy at this point. We're up towards the high side of these ranges. In soybeans, you've essentially got a double top in there on the weekly chart. For the same extent, you can kind of say you've got a double top in the January bean chart at this point. So, you know, we're a little top heavy up here. We could see a nice little correction, and that's kind of what I think happens as you back this thing off a little bit. Not that we're totally going to turn it around yet, because we haven't, but I think that you could if things start to look very good down in South America. And today they're getting a very nice weather pattern going towards them.
So the correction then, how does it begin for the week? Give us the openings.
I'm going to say that you're going to start out right in line, maybe a little bit lower than where we finished the night session. I'm going to go 5 to 7 lower on beans, and I think you'll be 3 to 4 lower in corn. The wheat market, to me, is all over with. I think that you're probably going to be down 4 or 5 cents there. The closes under $8 last week, I think, are damaging to us. You probably end up taking the front month wheat all the way back down to 7.10 to 7.20, someplace in that area on a correction.
turn your attention to the Merck, please?
Well, your hog kills just continue to come. I think we killed 2.3 million again last week, roughly 6% more than what we killed the week before. Packer margins are back in the black just slightly, but as long as we keep killing these hogs, we better hope that the cheap dollar continues to spur on an export program to get that market turned around. Keep in mind, back in 98, we didn't actually turn the market around until we got to the last half of December before it really got turned around with the big kills we were seeing that year. Cattle market looks like to me it's overdone to the downside a little bit, that we're due for a nice little bounce in the cattle. I'm going to guess that this cattle market tries to work its way back up a little bit this week myself.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.